GoHereNext.com. Interested? GoHereNext.com.
A new study boosts hope for an alternative to open-heart surgery, correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The study looked at surgery or placing a tube in the aortic valve and found survival after a year is about the same. Dr. Craig Smith led the study. He is heart surgery chief at Columbia University and New York Presbyterian Hospital.
Well, anything that's as good but avoids open heart surgery will be seen as a real benefit, and I think it will be, at least in the high-risk patients that were studied in this population.
The study involved people deemed able to endure surgery but at high risk of complications from such a major operation. I'm Ed Donahue.
Correspondent Steve Karnowski reports a controversial British researcher has been meeting with Somali parents in Minneapolis, and that could be stoking the vaccination fears.
Andrew Wakefield is a discredited British researcher. He was the one who first made the link between autism and vaccines. Since then, his work has been called into serious question. His original paper that was published in The Lancet was withdrawn, and he's lost his license to practice medicine in Britain.
Correspondent Steve Karnowski. An accident report says the cargo of a United Parcel Service plane that caught fire and crashed last year in Dubai included lithium batteries that weren't declared as hazardous cargo. The report was released Sunday by the Dubai Government Civil Aviation Authority. It paints a harrowing picture of two pilots struggling desperately to land their plane. Smoke was so thick in the cockpit that the first officer could not see his flight instruments or change radio frequencies. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com.
Welcome to Animals Today. This is Peter Spiegel in for Lori Kirsten today. As you know, I'm the producer and helper on Animals Today, which we call your home for serious talk about animals. And you know, over the years, we've developed two sort of main formats of this show. Some shows are so packed with information that we need to get in. We've got guests that just need the time to explain what they're up to in the world of animal welfare and animal rights. We'll have two or three guests and really no time really to present other ideas or just to tell you our perspective. And some of the shows we have Lori start out with a monologue or an idea or some kind of experience that she's gone through related to animals and where they fit in our society. And today I thought I would present to you some of the best of Lori's perspectives in animal rights. We've got four interesting stories, monologues that we are going to present to you. So stick around. I think you'll find this a very interesting show. I want to remind you that we are always looking out for interesting animal rights and animal welfare stories, people who are making a difference around the world. And if you're one of these people or know one of these people, please email us at drlori@animalstodayradio.com or me at producer@animalsradiotoday.com. We look forward to your comments and take a listen.
I want to describe to you two interactions I had recently while shopping. Now, my husband nor I are big shoppers. However, we were out of town a few weeks ago, and we were taking a stroll along a cute little outdoor shopping mall. Anyway, I innocently wandered into a clothing store and found a very nice blouse that I decided to purchase. And as I was speaking to the saleswoman, who I think was also the owner of the store, I noticed in the corner of the store the display of fur items. Lots of them. I mean, the entire back corner room seemed to be the fur room. This caught me by surprise, since I just really didn't expect to see the selling of fur in this low-key, quaint, and casual outdoor shopping area. But anyway, instinctively and naturally for me, I could not help commenting to the saleswoman about it. And I said something like, "Are you really selling fur here?" And I would guess with a somewhat disgusted look on my face. Anyway, as I realized that I was on the verge of buying a blouse from the fur woman, a brief discussion ensued about the morality of fur. And at one point, as she was trying to convince me that I shouldn't be bothered by the fur display, she looked down at my shoes and said, "Well, it's no different than wearing suede like your shoes." And I replied that I basically agreed with her logic, but of course I was not persuaded by her analogy because my shoes were not made of suede or leather or any animal product for that matter. I do not buy animal products. So I said something like, "Ha! These shoes are not suede. These are man-made." And I politely handed her the blouse as I proudly made my way out of her store in my blue faux suede shoes. Okay, so I will tell you, this encounter made me wonder, where did the saleswoman get this technique from? The technique of pointing at the shoes in order to sell her fur. Did she come up with it herself, or could it have come from a fur industry training manual? Remember, this is the same industry that touts fur as a green product and claims fur can be cruelty-free. Both, of course, you know are so untrue. Anyway, I did a little research to see if I could classify the type of argument used by the saleswoman on me. This is what I like to do on my spare time, think about silly arguments from silly people. Anyway, I framed it like this. If you wear leather shoes and are willing to permit animals to be created, suffer abusive lives, and then be slaughtered so you can have their skin for shoes, then you should have no problem using the product of fur obtained from different animals as clothing to keep you warm. That's just being internally consistent, which we all should be, right? Now, I'm not by any stretch of the imagination knowledgeable about fallacies of logic and reasoning, but it was instructive to read about this on Wikipedia, where there's a good entry including lists of the various types of formal and informal fallacies, syllogistic fallacies, faulty generalizations, and red herring fallacies. I think the closest one to my saleswoman's argument, although maybe not perfect, was that it was a false analogy. A false analogy, which I learned, consists of an error in the substance of an argument, that is to say, the content of the analogy itself, and not an error in the logical structure of the argument. Now, as I stated before, the saleswoman's argument in favor of fur was never going to work on me because I don't buy products made from animals. But if she had tried this line on one of her more normal, unsuspecting customers, one who does not wear fur but does buy and wear leather, then it might serve to break down the customer's previously held resistance to fur. But in reality, I think this argument fails because people's behaviors and beliefs are just too complex to be restrained by and encapsulated by a little rule of thinking, like we have to be consistent all the time. First, we all hold contradictory notions in our minds simultaneously. None of us is completely consistent in our own values. We may try to be, but we're not. And our behaviors and beliefs don't always match up. It's just part of being human. Second, her argument ignores the essential elements of time and emotional growth and exploration. People grow and evolve and learn as they get older. My personal evolution from dog and cat lover to vegetarian and vegan and animal rights advocate was a journey. And journey takes time. So your child comes home from college and asks you to give up your mink fur coat, and you do. It's a step in the right, humane direction. Then what's next? Maybe you stop eating veal or stop buying alligator belts. That's good. Or maybe it finally makes sense to you to adopt a pet instead of buying one from a breeder, and you experience the joy and good feeling that comes from adopting and saving a life. And further, you donate to or volunteer at a local shelter. We evolve and we grow, hopefully as kinder human beings. So tell the fur saleswoman the next time you meet her, no thanks, going back to fur is not part of my compassionate journey. Now, as fascinating as that encounter with the crafty saleswoman was, after I left her place just a few doors down, I found myself in a shoe store. I needed some sandals. And by the way, there are many places, especially on the internet, where you can find really nice footwear that are 100% synthetic. But I have heard, I personally have very hard to fit feet, and it's not easy for me to buy shoes online. So when I found this pretty comfortably looking sandal in this store, I was hopeful, and I asked the salesperson, are these leather? To which she replied, yes, of course they're leather. Like that was a stupid question, and with the implication that being made of leather was a positive feature, one that would make it more likely that I would purchase the sandals. And of course, little does she know, I'm looking for just the opposite. So she gave me a puzzled look when I told her, oh, too bad, they're made of leather, but thanks anyway. So although I was not successful in buying myself any clothing that day, I did successfully annoy some people, but that's okay. And shop owners, be aware, and everyone actually, the trend toward cruelty-free products is on the rise. Consumers are demanding them more and more, and for these people, something being made out of genuine leather or real suede is, believe it or not, a turnoff. Increasing number of people are shopping kindly. And this was very evident. I'll tell you, in Santa Monica last weekend when my husband and I saw signs everywhere for vegan food and synthetic products. And truly, I think that cruelty-free living is on the verge of becoming the next mainstream consumer trend. Just like the green movement has grown in the past few years, this desire to avoid using animal products is no longer confined to the granola crowd. People are now considering the terrible suffering of animals in the making of some products, and they don't want to support that in any way. And think about it. There's nothing made with animal products that humans actually need, right? Nothing. So whether it's choosing clothes or grocery shopping or buying a gift, with no sacrifice to you and a little knowledge, you can easily become a cruelty-free and compassionate shopper.
You're listening to Animals Today Perspectives with Dr. Lori Kirshner. More coming up.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to GEICO last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to GEICO today.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It visibly reduces wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. Find out how you can try Hydroxytone free for 30 days.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
Hydroxytone is now available at Ulta stores. But for this risk-free offer, you must call 1-800-221-1953. That's 1-800-221-1953.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
To Animals Today. This is Animals Today Perspectives with Peter Spiegel. Now here's more with Lori.
Animal advocates tend to be a fairly liberal group of folks. So when you meet someone who advocates for the animals or want to protect the environment, it's logical to assume that he or she is politically liberal or progressive. If you listen to conservative commentators, you might conclude that conservatives just don't care about animals. So I have 2 points I want to make here. First, I bet there are more politically conservative people in the United States who are also animal advocates than is generally recognized. I know they exist. And second, the biggest conservative commentators are largely, not 100%, but to a great extent, ignoring the welfare of animals and the protection of their environment. I believe that these commentators can be true to their conservative values while opening their minds and hearts a little for the animals. Chuck DeVore is a very conservative California state assemblyman running for the United States Senate. He wants Barbara Boxer's job. Well, he was interviewed recently by Glenn Beck on Fox TV. I don't know if you saw that. And Beck just wastes no time pointing out that the Political Action Committee, PAWPAC, rated Chuck an F. The California League of Conservation Voters scored him 5 out of a possible 100. And the Sierra Club of California rated him 0 out of 100. Beck shakes DeVore's hand as if to congratulate him for being looked down upon by people who care about animals and the environment. Now, I'm not saying that I love the Sierra Club, especially because I believe they oppose even reasonable development. But this is another instance of Glenn Beck putting his theatrics in front of his thinking. and revealing he does not care about the animals. So where do the thought leaders in American conservative TV and radio stand on animal welfare and environmental issues? And is there reason for optimism? Who has an opportunity to expand the thinking of the politically conservative? I often watch these guys and tend to lean to the right, but if you're not familiar with the personalities, I'll just tell you they are not all the same. So regarding Glenn Beck, I'd say that he has no chance. In another interview with PETA spokesperson Matt Prescott, whom Beck claims to respect, on the topic of global warming and the meat industry, Beck does give Prescott a few minutes to clearly state his points, but ultimately, Beck can't take it anymore and finishes by mocking him vocally and with facial and hand gestures. And he says, quote, "You're still a crazy PETA person. Come on." So I see no chance for Glenn Beck. How about Sean Hannity? Well, as far as I can tell, animals are just not even on his radar screen at all. Plus, he's a paid spokesperson for Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, his favorite restaurant. How about the admired and despised Rush Limbaugh? He's a mixed bag. I mean, he loves his cat. If you hear him, he talks about his cat. He loves his cat. And he has recorded two statements for the Humane Society of the United States. One was against dog fighting, and one discussing the moral obligations we have to be good stewards of God's creatures. He also has written, quote, that humans have a responsibility towards lower species and must treat them humanely. On the other hand, on one of Limbaugh's old TV shows, he analyzes a Today Show segment in which a guest chef prepared a meal for Katie Couric. Did you see this one? As the chef pulls the claws off the live lobster, cuts it in half, and throws it in the pan still alive and moving, Couric is visibly disturbed, turning her head away from this horror scene twice. And Rush says to his studio audience, quote, "Of course everyone knows that lobsters are brainless and it doesn't matter." He then replays the scene with an enhanced audio track of simulated lobster screams added to it, to the delight of his audience. So overall, I think that Limbaugh may love his cat, but doesn't really care about animal welfare and is too old and too inflexible to change. And similar conclusion for Bill O'Reilly. I don't see that he cares at all about animals, and he's much too busy tending to his own ego. Now, a couple of words about Dennis Miller, the guy who used to be on Saturday Night Live and had a brief run on Monday Night Football. He now does a radio talk show, and about a year ago on the O'Reilly Show, in response to a protest in Baltimore in which PETA tried to appeal directly to children about the abuse of elephants in the circus, Miller said, quote, "I think PETA people are emotional wrecks. I think they have been so horribly disappointed by their fellow human beings that they have to cozy up to a ferret to have a friend." And later in that segment, he says, quote, "But the simple fact is kids love the circus. And PETA to get in the middle of this is just, you know, like I said, embarrassing to them." End quote. Nevertheless, I have hope that Miller might embrace the animal and environmental issues. He says it. He says he likes to be challenged, to hear other viewpoints. And on his radio show, he really seems to do so. So if he took just a few minutes to learn about how circus elephants are badly abused to get them to perform and how unnatural their lives are in circus confinement and how inhumane it is to prevent these intelligent creatures from roaming, he might change his mind. And he has a strong libertarian streak, which I think is a healthy thing. So I'm cautiously optimistic about Dennis Miller turning a corner here. Mark Levin, an ultra-conservative radio talk show host whose book Liberty and Tyranny sold more than a million copies. Well before that, he wrote a book called Rescuing Sprite, a dog lover's story of joy and anguish about dealing with the loss of a beloved dog and what he meant to the family. He strongly advocates adopting dogs from shelters, which tells me that he's at least partially aware of animal welfare issues like pet overpopulation. But would he trade his leather shoes for plastic ones? Well, I don't know. But imagine the impact if he just did that and he told all his listeners about it. Why doesn't he? What about former governor of Arkansas and Fox commentator Mike Huckabee? He's a minister and a devout Christian, and I've never heard him talk about animals and the environment. But the Christian animal welfare movement is growing fast, and when a devout Christian comes to believe that God wants us to respect animals and not eat them and to take good care of the environment, it's a very powerful motivating force for changing one's behaviors. So would Huckabee hug a tree and give up his duck hunting? Well, he should, and maybe he will. I'm Dr. Lori Kirscher. You're listening to Animals Today.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers price matching to get you the best price. Guaranteed. It's the Get Ready for Summer Sale. Now, a Valvoline Standard Oil Change is just $19.99 with no shop fees. Plus, save $60 to $180 on four Goodyear or BF Goodrich tires after instant and mail-in rebates. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life. Well spent.
So you and your family have decided to get a dog or cat. We think that's great, and we want to remind you to adopt your next pet instead of buying. That's because there are so many lovable, adoptable dogs and cats waiting to go home that it just doesn't make sense to buy a pet from a breeder or pet store. And tragically, 50 to 70% of all animals that enter shelters are euthanized. That's millions per year. So when you adopt your pet from a shelter, most likely you really are saving a life. Did you know that most dogs sold in pet stores come from puppy mills, crowded, inhumane breeding facilities that exist simply for the profit of their owners? Did you ever consider that dog breeders are in business mainly to create and sell animals? Buying animals just makes pet overpopulation worse because it perpetuates unneeded breeding and takes away chances to live from sheltered animals. Even if you want a particular breed, you should still visit a shelter because 20 to 25% of animals housed in shelters are purebred. Or contact an animal rescue group that works with the breed you like. With not much effort, you can usually find your perfect companion. So remember, adopt and save a life. It'll give you a nice, warm, and furry feeling. This message is from Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to Geico. Despite the millions of drivers switching to Geico, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It visibly reduces wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. Find out how you can try Hydroxytone free for 30 days.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
Hydroxytone is now available at Ulta stores, but for this risk-free offer, you must call 1-800-221-1953. That's 1-800-221-1953.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Thank you for calling IQ for your free demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo that will increase my reading speed. So what is the catch?
Oh, no catch. We're so sure IQ will increase your reading speed and your brain power that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I'm a slow reader and I never remember what I read.
Well, with IQ, you can increase your reading speed up to 1,000%, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. And because of this revolutionary program, you'll retain most of the information you read. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start reading up to 1,000% faster in just 7 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 7 minutes?
To get your free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind, call now. 1-800-419-3267. Unleash your brain. Experience the power of IQ for free. 1-800-419-3267. That's 1-800-419-3267.
Welcome back to Animals Today. Here's more of Lori with Animals Today Perspectives.
You know, just the other day comes this amazing report of a plane crash that occurred in the Democratic Republic of Congo. A small airliner crashed into a house, and the incredible tale was recounted by the sole human survivor. And what he reported was that during a routine flight, a crocodile, which was concealed in a sport bag by one of the passengers, escaped. Now, what is a crocodile doing in a sport bag on a plane, you may ask? Well, the owner was intending to sell it, of course. And as the plane began its descent, a wave of terror occurred within the small plane in which the air hostess hurried towards the front and was followed by the passengers. And the plane went off balance, and despite efforts of the pilot, it crashed. And as I mentioned, only one human survivor, and actually the crocodile that set off this unfortunate tragedy also survived the crash. The story, which appeared in the Telegraph from Britain, also said that the survivor crocodile was killed with a blow from a machete. So the crocodile survived the crash, but then was brutally murdered. But imagine the terror on the plane. What a horrific and unnecessary way to perish at the hands of a crocodile trafficker. And what a horrible, inhumane human reaction that we see over and over again to kill an animal just for being an animal. You think the crocodile wanted to be kidnapped from his swamp and stuffed in a sport bag and dragged on a plane? But doesn't matter. Let's just beat the crocodile to death with a machete. Because, you know, what the hell? He doesn't deserve to live, right? The international trade in illegal animals and their parts and products is big business. And it results from a combination of things, including economic pressures, weak laws, lax enforcement of laws, and cultural and religious traditions. The State Department estimates the illegal trade in animals is a $10 billion a year business, which would make it the third largest illegal business enterprise in the world after drugs and weapons. I also read another estimate that it was a $20 billion a year business. So outside of Washington, that's a lot of money. Around the world, animals are both killed and taken alive to feed our endless need for their products or to become exotic pets. For a poacher, a wild tiger can be worth as much as $50,000 when disassembled for its parts. Even unsuspecting tourists in Southeast Asia continue to purchase trinkets made from shells from protected species because they are uninformed or have been deceived. The animals come from the wild or they are bred in captivity. Disruption of delicate ecosystems is occurring because of the capture and removal of exotic animals. Plus many, if not most, of the animals that are captured for market die along the way as they go from trader to wholesaler to distributor to final consumer. The captive bred exotic animals for sale, according to the ASPCA, frequently end up in roadside zoos or private homes or in canned hunting operations, of which there are an estimated 1,000 in the United States. In addition, illegal and exotic animals pose a real disease threat to humans. For example, there was an outbreak of monkeypox in the Midwest in 2003 that originated in an infected rat that had been transported illegally from Africa. The infection transferred to prairie dogs that were in the shed of Illinois animal dealer. They sell prairie dogs as pets, which then led to the human outbreak. There are many other examples of human illness caused from exotic animals, including the diseases psittacosis, salmonella, and avian tuberculosis that come from parrots and other exotic birds. And of course, as we have discussed a number of times on this show, the larger exotic animals can kill or injure its captors or other people. Remember the story of the pet chimpanzee Travis, who almost killed a woman and ripped her face off? Well, Travis wasn't illegal, but there was a, quote, permit to house him. But he demonstrated how amazingly powerful a full-grown chimp is. And just a word or two about tigers, which are a particular problem now in the United States. According to National Geographic, there may be as many as 10 privately owned tigers in the U.S. for every one that is in the zoo. Now you tell me, how can an individual humanely provide for a 600-pound pet tiger to give it room and proper food and adequate socialization? The answer is they absolutely cannot. And we on prior Animals Today show have spoken about the ethical and moral issues surrounding the ownership of exotic pets. Now, the argument that tigers should or shouldn't be kept in a cage at a zoo is another ethical question we could talk about another time. But the fact is, you nor I cannot humanely provide for a pet tiger. Not only is the trafficking in illegal wildlife a huge international business, as I mentioned earlier, it also is very profitable for the traffickers. That is why, seemingly, every day there is another story in the news about someone with drugged birds in a specially designed vest being caught at customs or a raid of an illegal breeding facility. So what can we do? First, the obvious, never buy an exotic animal from a dealer or a pet show. You're only making the problem worse if you buy one. Instead, do something good like adopting and saving the life of a dog or a cat or two dogs or two cats. Because you know what? One may think it's a cool thing to own and show off an exotic pet, but really, it's not cool. It's stupid and inhumane. It's dangerous for you. It's dangerous for others. It's cruel to the animal. Second, support legislation that prohibits the sale or transport of exotic animals. And finally, when traveling abroad, make sure not to purchase products made from prohibited species. And really, just don't buy wildlife souvenirs. Many of these wildlife items are made from endangered or threatened species. Keep in mind that illegal animal products may be sold in public, like in resorts and airports and shops, due to poor enforcement. So people just don't know they're illegal because they think they assume they're legal because they're sold in public. Here's just a few examples of some items. reptile skin shoes or reptile handbags, watch straps, belts, elephant ivory carvings or hairbrushes or jewelry, tortoise or turtle shell jewelry or accessories, big skin cat skins, decorative items derived from coral and shells. And one final thing. You know how huge the internet is, and unfortunately it does provide opportunities for illegal transactions. So avoid purchasing these type of products on the internet. And educate your friends about what we're talking about here. So I came across two very good websites that you may want to look at to learn more about the problem of illegal trade in exotic animals and their products. One is Traffic, the Wildlife Trade Monitoring Network. They're at traffic.org. And the other I especially like is the International Fund for Animal Welfare, ifaw.org. Okay, we're glad you are joining us here on Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Every year, millions of companion animals are killed in our country's shelters. And why? Because there's just too many of them. We have an overpopulation of dogs and cats, which is caused by people failing to fix their pets and by the intentional breeding of these animals. So fix your pets and encourage others to fix their pets and help this overpopulation problem and the killing of millions of animals in our shelters. If you're wanting to add a companion animal to your home, please, please consider adopting from your local shelter. When you adopt, you most likely are saving a life, and don't support the breeders. These are the very people who are contributing to our country's pet overpopulation problem, which is the reason we're killing these innocent animals. You can always email me, Dr. Lori, D-R-L-O-R-I, at animalstodayradio.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I welcome your comments about the show. That's Dr. D-R-L-O-R-I, Dr. Lori, at animalstodayradio.com.
Did you know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-0957 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-0957. 1-800-952-0957. That's 1-800-952-0957.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Back to Animals Today. This is Animals Today Perspectives with Peter Spiegel. Now here's more with Lori.
Doesn't it seem that every day we hear about another case of some horrible, cruel act like the torturing of or the killing of an innocent pet? You see these stories on TV news and the paper and on the internet. Much too common and so very sad. Well, at least along with those stories, there seems to be a growing awareness of the size of the problem of animal abuse and of animal neglect, and also its importance in our communities. And fortunately, and I know this is true, being the host of this radio show, more and more people every day are becoming truly concerned about how we as a society treat our non-human animals. We are increasingly more concerned about the welfare of animals, and we are more outspoken in identifying and criticizing those who neglect or abuse the animals. And this also is reflected in the legal system with more investigations and arrests and prosecutions of those who abuse animals. And besides the concern for the animals themselves, another important phenomenon is the growing understanding of the relationship of animal cruelty to people being violent to other people. That is to say, there's a lot of evidence that those people who mistreat animals can go on to being abusive or violent towards people more commonly than the non-animal abusers. And I want to expand upon this in just a minute. Now, just as in crimes with human victims, the use of forensic techniques and experts in forensics is increasing when it comes to investigating animal abuse cases. Forensics helps the investigators piece together what happened and also helps the police and prosecutors develop strong legal cases against the perpetrators. It's truly exciting and fascinating what is happening in the field of veterinary forensics. And in just a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Dr. Melinda Merck, who is leading the way in this field. And I'm sure she will have fascinating stories to share with us about her forensics laboratory and its investigations of animal cruelty. So many listeners of Animals Today would support laws and aggressive prosecution of suspects in animal abuse crimes. But even if you didn't care much about what happens to the animals, by knowing some of these facts about the connection between animal cruelty and interpersonal violence, you'd have to agree that it's important to understand and investigate animal cruelty. Animal cruelty is really now recognized as a precursor to human violence. For instance, did you know that a large percentage of households in which there was proven child abuse, there's also been animal abuse in 88% of the cases. That's a big number. This also means that in households where there's abuse of an animal, it should be, and increasingly is, taken as a sign to look for abuse of children in the household. It's a red flag. Another common phenomenon concerning abuse of households and pets was demonstrated in a study of women who went to a safe house because of domestic violence. An amazing 71% of these women who had pets reported that their partner had killed or hurt or threatened the pet. So animal abuse, or the threat of it, is used to gain power and control in abusive relationships. And sadly, 32% of those mothers in the study also reported that their children hurt or killed their pet. The worried and frightened children, who are largely powerless in a dysfunctional household, frequently model these animal abusive behaviors as a psychological reaction and defense mechanism to the situation. How tragic. I mean, the children are just copying the actions of the adult figure abusing animals. And one more finding about interpersonal violence and animal abuse is that prisoners in one study who were violent offenders were much more likely to have abused animals when they were children compared to nonviolent offenders in the same prison. And this is a known fact that most criminals who have been violent towards people share a common history of excessive and repetitive cruelty to animals during their childhood. And this is just a tiny bit of what we know, because there's a huge growing body of literature in this field with psychologists and social scientists and law enforcement workers, social workers, and others who all are studying this connection, this definite relationship between animal cruelty and human violence. So this is a big reason why investigations and prosecutions of animal abuse continues to be taken more and more seriously every day. It's not just about the animals. And I want to say one last thing before I introduce my guest. This also illustrates the importance of humane education. I know I stress this repeatedly on this show, but it's so important. As teachers, as parents, as friends, as mentors, we must continuously strive to teach our children to have respect and compassion for animals and their environment. As just discussed, where there's animal cruelty, human violence is likely to follow. And violence against animals is a predictor for future violent acts against people. Teaching our children to care for and care about and be kind to animals raises our kids to become responsible, sensitive, nonviolent adults. I mean, the plights of humans and animals are so intertwined. Respecting and loving and caring for the animals will ensure a better, more peaceful future and way of life for all of us on this earth. Okay, you know, I was just thinking as you were speaking, I was thinking back at my talking to Amanda Fortino with PETA, and I just came across a great quote by P- PETA Executive Vice President Tracy Ryman, quote, if the milk board gave the public truth in advertising, people would reach straight for the soy milk. You know, Peter, it's so true.
Yeah.
Because people really don't see the cruelty involved in milk production or cheese production.
And the contents.
Exactly. Right. So I love that quote. And, you know, if you're just tuning in, listen to the show, you'll realize. And if you don't realize the cruelties involved in producing milk and cheese and dairy products, listen to the show. Thanks for tuning in to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson. Militants in Pakistan have resumed their attacks on followers of a mystical branch of Islam after a months-long hiatus. A pair of suicide bombers struck one of Pakistan's most important Sufi Muslim shrines today, killing 42 people and wounding 100. The attack came as several thousand people were marking the 942nd anniversary of the death of the